Hey everyone, before I get to my great episode, I'm going to tell you something else that's great. My sponsor, Promescence Delay Spray. Now listen, I know what you're saying, delay spray, I don't need it, but you probably do, okay? Most guys need some delay spray every now and then, if not all the time, okay? There is an orgasm gap. It exists. Guys come quicker than girls. But Promescence Delay Spray will solve that problem. You spray a little bit on. It's not going to transfer to your partner. It's not even going to totally numb you out. It's just going to take the edge off so you could last a little bit longer and everyone could come at the same time, which is the top of the mountain, the hottest fucking thing. Promescence also sells lube and condoms. They have everything on their website. You have to check it out. They also have a warming gel that I love. It's like fucking great. It warms you up down there. And you know what else is great? The fact that I'm going to give you 15% off your first order. All you need to do is go to delayspray.com, put in my discount code strictlyanon15 for 15% off your first order. That's delayspray.com, strictlyanon15 for 15% off. You could also just go into the description and click on the link and 15% off will be applied at checkout. And just so you know, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee and your package will arrive discreetly. You could thank me later.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. You're on social media, go to your fucking Instagram or your Twitter or both of them right now and follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you're on YouTube, if you're listening to the show on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my channel and don't forget to like and share my videos. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because I get to talk to people there. I love people who chime in. Make sure to comment below. Give me your 2 cents. I don't even care if your 2 cents is bad. At least I could fucking debate you about it. It's not like bad reviews. Like bad reviews, you just, people leave it and then they run back into their depressing hole, their miserable, hateful, judgmental holes that they live in. And you can't say anything back to them. It's so lame, you know, but at least on YouTube, if you have the balls to say something, say it there. And then I could tell you something, say shit back to you and we could get in a good debate. I love it. So make sure to chime in on YouTube, like and share my video, subscribe to my channel. If you're not on YouTube, go there too. If you're listening to me on a podcast app and you want to give me your 2 cents about the show, go to YouTube. It's a great place to do it. It's the best place. I'm not taping people right now. I eventually will again, maybe towards the end of the summer. I just still have tons of episodes taped and I'm just trying to put them all out there. I'm going to be giving you tons of bonus episodes too because I just have too many and I just got to get them fucking out. Anyway, not taping people, but if you're a female and you got a hot story to tell or an interesting story to tell, or you're a guy and it's, you have like the craziest story ever that you think I would really like and you think it would be really interesting for my audience to hear, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you're not a member of my Patreon, you should be, because for only $3 a month, you get all these episodes free, the bonus episodes, the regular episodes. You also get to see anonymous pics of my guests. A lot of my guests, the most famous guests, most of the females have sent me hot pictures of themselves, not of their face, but you see their bodies. It's nothing pornographic, like they're not spread eagle, but they're sexy pics. Okay. So if you want to see people from my show, anonymous pics of them, as well as just support my show, it's like $3 a month. It's really not a lot. And I really, really appreciate it. Go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast and sign up for Patreon. I also do private consultations where people call up and talk to me and, you know, you use your 45 minutes with me any way you want. Most of the time people are kind of doing what they do on my show and telling me about their secret lives. If you want to do that and not be taped and just chat with me, you could do that. You could sign up through PayPal. That's the easiest. It's $65. Or you could sign up on Patreon, but then they just like, you have to like cancel and all that shit. It's annoying. So it's much easier to do it through me. strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Tell me you want to do a consultation. We'll hook it up. Now, to the guy I have on today, Jared. Jared wrote in and told me that him and his wife had some, you know, male, female threesomes. It started off where they were going to have a male, female, female threesome. And then the conversation went in a different direction. And it turned out that he, you know, wound up letting his girl have sex with the guy in front of him. And he really liked it. He's one of those guys that it's not like he knew he was into it or anything like that. He just went along with it. And then when it happened, he was like, holy shit, I love it. And then he was deployed and they taped it, or he called her and she fucked a guy and he listened, and then she videotaped it. So he eventually got the video of it. That happens later. But in the beginning, we talk about their first couple experiences. There's an Italian guy that she really likes who gives very good oral sex. Then he brings his friend. They have a threesome. He's always watching. He's in there watching. There was another guy that she fucked. He had a really big dick, but he wasn't as good as the Italian guy. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And then, like I said, he gets deployed at some point and she calls him up and he could just hear the shit that's going down, and he has to wait until he gets the video and then he gets to see it, and it's really hot. And, you know, and then they stopped because she had some kids, but she's like thinking maybe she's bi now and they're looking to do like a threesome with a girl. And if that happens, and when it happens, I'll have him back on to tell you the story. But he's a good storyteller. It was very easy this episode. You won't find me cutting him off that much, right? Because he just goes on and tells a story and it's super interesting. His name is Jared, and I'm going to be right back on with him.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Jared, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Jared, are you involved in like a cuckold situation? Do you consider yourself a cuckold? I know that you're here to talk about numerous times, I think you said, that you have brought guys in for your wife to have sex with. And then you even talked about when you were deployed, because you guys were into this, she would like videotape or do something and like send it along to you. Do you consider yourself a cuckold?
It depends. I mean, I've seen multiple definitions of cuckold. You know, I'm not like the traditional sense of cuckold that likes to be like
humiliated.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm more along the lines of where I'm more into it for seeing my wife being pleasured.
Yeah.
So, I don't have
still
to be involved.
Yeah. I think that's still a cuckold, you know, because I know that, listen, I've had some guys on, and I have a couple I've taped that I haven't aired yet, where they do like to have that humiliation aspect involved for sure. But then I've talked to just as many guys, if not more, who are like you, where they really enjoy knowing they don't even have to be involved, right, or watching or hearing their wife being pleasured by another man. But it's not... they don't, you know, it's not attached to being humiliated at all, right? And that it isn't for you, right? It's just more so that you just like, you like to visually see it or know it, or what is it about it that turns you on?
I'm more about the seeing of it and hearing, you know, like I want to, you know, because it's kind of undeniable to see when she's being pleasured. She can say, you know, it was okay, but, you know, this and that, but when you see it on their face and you hear it in their moaning, it's undeniable, you know. So it's a whole nother world to experience it firsthand and to hear it secondhand.
Right, so to really hear it, like, so like when you were deployed, would she call you up on the phone, or would she send you videos, or would she do both?
The one for the deployment, I mean, that was our fourth, and that was our last time as well. She wanted to do it for my birthday, because she knew that, you know, I like this. So she didn't call me because it was harder for her to call over there. Mm-hmm. And I had a cell phone over there, so I called her. But, you know, she told me when she emailed me, so I just stayed on my email. When she told me she had gotten to the hotel, she had me call her. And so I called in, and basically she just put her phone on, a speakerphone, mm-hmm. and just, like, left it on.
Did you hear my recent episode with Craig? Is that how you found my show, or were you a listener before? Because, you know, his wife, that's how it started.
No, I just happened to find you. I was just looking for stuff because I look on YouTube and I try to find things that spark my interest. And mm-hmm. it's hard finding, you know, stuff that I can listen to, you know, especially like at home where I'm not having to get on any kind of exclusive websites to just hear stuff that makes me feel where it's like, okay, it's normalized. You know, it's not like, oh my God, it's so taboo. You know,
it does have
that element, but it's more, you know, normalized. So, you know, when I found it, I was like, oh, I love this. So,
yeah, no,
like,
that's awesome.
Listen to it all day.
Well, you should listen. You have to. Then you're going to really enjoy Craig's aspect. He had, Craig's episode. It was very recent. I aired it. And he, his girl, his wife, would call and put the phone down and he would listen in. He loved that. He was the first guy that I talked to that had that experience. You're just the second one, you know, that had that. But what a nice birthday present. But let's start from the beginning, though, okay? Because you've had four experiences, right? You sound super young to me. How old are you guys and how long have you been married?
We've been married over 10 years now. And I'm in my 40s and she is in her 30s.
Well, you sound like you're in your 20s.
I got to keep myself young, yeah.
Yeah, you have a young vibe to you. I don't know, because sometimes I say, oh, it's just the voice, but then, I don't know, as I talk more to the person, it's just like something about their energy. You appear to me, even though I can't fucking see you, to be younger. I don't know why, but I'm going to change your voice, so people are going to be like, what the fuck is she talking about? He sounds like an old man, because I'm going to deepen your voice, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
So you're going to be, yeah, you're going to sound really, you're going to sound your age, okay?
All right, sounds good.
So you're 40, so, and how long have you been together? Sorry, say that again.
We've been married over 10 years. We've been together about 13.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basically she was young. I was newly divorced, and, you know, I'd been single again for another year or 2 years almost. And we just started dating, and, you know, where I was at, it was mainly younger people because I worked so much I wasn't out and about as much, so mm-hmm. It's harder meeting people my age. So where I was at, there was nothing to do for people my age. It was mainly younger people. So I met somebody that was younger, and
it
worked out great for me.
But let me ask you how you guys, I mean, because, like, how do you go from, you know, meeting somebody and dating them and being intimate with them to them sleeping, you know, letting them know that you like them to fuck other people? I mean, was this the first person that you've done this with, or had you had these kind of experiences with other people?
I've had it once before while I was in the military, but it wasn't the same. It was me and a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a club and we were with my roommate. And my roommate was talking to this girl, and she had her friend there. So we went back to their place, and we're just hanging out at their house. And we're just drinking, pounding tequila, and they wanted to play Truth or Dare. And I was trying to talk to her friend, but then her friend dared – well, then the one my roommate was talking to dared her friend to mess around with my buddy. So I'm like, oh, damn, she's throwing shade over here on my way. You know, it's like – you know, she knows I'm trying to hook up with her friend, and she's trying to hook her friend up with my friend.
Right.
So it just goes back and forth for a little bit. And next thing you know, like, she dared my friend to suck on her friend's tits. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see how this is going. And then her friend just, like, is laying back, and she sits up, and she's like, you know what, fuck this. I got a dare. Let's just get naked and see what happens. So we're like, bet, okay, let's do this. So my roommate goes with that girl, and they go off and do their own thing. And then me and my buddy are just, you know, with her. So, you know, we're just taking turns with her. Well, I say taking turns. We're there at the same time. But, you know, one of us be getting head from her, and the other one's fucking her or eating her out, depending on what was going on at the time. And it was cool and all. It wasn't, like, nothing special. It was nothing like it is now when it was actually with somebody I cared about.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a fun situation. But it did get me past that point where it wasn't awkward to be around another male, you know, naked.
Right, you cross swords or whatever. Like, is that the term? Like, you're crossing swords? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, I'm not bisexual or anything like that,
yeah.
So it's not like any of that turns me on. But
uh-huh.
At least it doesn't get me to the point where I'm just like, oh, I can't do that if there's another guy in the room.
Right. Thing, it happened that time. It you crossed the line and you were fine with it. And maybe drinking that night helped, right? And
oh, it definitely helped.
Right.
But then years go by. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like 12 years probably before this happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't think nothing of it. And me and my wife, which was my girlfriend at the time,
Your wife now, because wait, but what? Really quick, I mean, because after that situation, you wind up getting married to somebody. You had a first wife, right? Nothing went down with her that was out of the norm.
Yeah, no, that was just strictly vanilla, and
okay.
I mean, it was fine and dandy as every whatever, but you know, I didn't know what the possibilities were.
Right. So now you meet this girl that you're with. She was your girlfriend at the time.
And we're just talking about, you know, sexual things and fantasies and stuff. And I was like, yeah, so, you know, we're talking about doing a threesome. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I'd love to see you with another girl. She's like, well, I don't know if I could be with another girl. She's like, but I would consider it. She's like, but only if you'd be with, you know, be with me and another guy first. And I was just like, at first I'm like, oh, hell, I don't know. So I'm like, I was like, well, I'd consider it, but I wouldn't touch the guy. She's like, well, I don't care. That's not what, you know, she goes, I wouldn't touch the girl either. So I was like, okay. So she, you know, we're laughing, joking it off. Like, okay, she's thinking that I'm not serious. And at the time, I didn't think she was serious. And then I was just like, okay, so she's going to talk like this. Let's do it. I was like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, good for her that she was like, yeah, I'll do it if you let me fuck another guy.
Yeah, because she's like, you know, all guys want to have that threesome with another girl, but none of them are man enough to have it with another guy involved.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, and I'll do it, but we got to do it with a guy first.
And do it with the guy first. She's like, I want what I want first. High five her, right?
You know, especially we're dating. So, you know, some guys, you know, could be like, well, I got what I wanted. I'm not doing that, so too bad, you know, type of thing.
Right. You're not, like, totally committed just yet, right? So she didn't know if you just, like, take it and run, and then she wouldn't get what she wanted.
Yeah, but I'm a man of my word. So, and when I said, okay, let's do it then. Mm-hmm. And we were creeping up to it, going back and forth, like, even starting to plan it. And it seemed like she didn't believe me that I was, like, okay with it. So, like, I think part of the reason, like, I put in the email, like, I think part of it was to see if she would go through with it, like on her side. I don't know if she thought she'd be able to go through with it, and I didn't know if she thought I would let her go through with it or be okay with her going through with it, so I don't know what was going on with her, but as the day approached, you know, we started looking, we kept looking.
Okay, but wait, tell me where you're looking. What do you guys decide to do? Put an ad someplace? Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yes, it was. Well, we didn't put an ad. We looked on Craigslist first. We were going to put an ad, but we didn't want to put our picture out.
Okay, of course.
Until we knew who we were dealing with. So we looked on Craigslist, and we're just looking around, looking for a male that's looking for a couple. And we ran across quite a few people, and we just, you know, I'll let my wife kind of weed them out. Like, I just read it, and if they seem like a total weirdo, I'm just like, no, hey, no.
Right.
And then she just looked at them, and if anybody caught their eye, we'd be like, okay, we'd respond back. And it kind of narrowed it down a little bit. And then we found this one Italian guy, and he had done this before. He was part of a throuple or however you say it. He was with a couple for a while. It was just him and another couple. And he was like the bull in that relationship. So he had experience already. And this was when I was in my 30s, early 30s. And he had experience. And so he was in his 40s, so he's a little older, and he was a professional, you know, he was a businessman. So it's like, oh, we're like, okay, I know he has to be, you know, more covert with it. He's not, you know, he can't be like out and about with it, because especially at the time, you know, we're just trying to be very low key with everything. And so she saw him, she was like, okay, you know, he's not bad looking. he was a like a muscular Italian guy, and she's like, oh, and you know, he has a nice cock, and I'm just like, okay, cool. You know, her main thing, she was like, he can't be butt ugly, but main thing she wanted was that he had a decent cock and that he was like had a little experience, and he wasn't like going to be shy. You know, he was like going to be out there and be like take charge.
She wanted that. You know? She wanted that or didn't want it? Yeah.
No, she wanted that because she knew that this was going to be our first time, so it would have been awkward otherwise for three of us to be sitting there looking at each other like, who's going to start this?
Yeah, someone's got to take the lead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then we started emailing back and forth, and, you know, the conversations got back and forth, and she was digging the vibe, so she was like, okay, cool. So she did like the guy. I liked the guy from what he was saying. We're like, cool. Everything he was saying was very professional. You know, he wasn't getting like overly vulgar and stuff,
yeah.
But he would tell us like, here's the things I'm going to do. And, you know, but he goes, but here's the things I'd like to do to you. But it's, you know, based on how comfortable you guys are both with the situation. And he goes, and I want you to be very open. If something starts bothering you, I want you to let me know right away. If you're not into it, let me know right away, because I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. So the whole experience was great leading up to it, and we were just like, awesome, you know.
How old was he? How old?
Who, him?
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't know his exact age. I know he was like early 40s.
Okay,
like
cool.
41, 42.
Okay, so you're good. So now you're emailing back and forth. You set up a specific day to meet.
Yes. I had my wife set it up because I wanted to make sure, like, I was like, look, this is your thing. I set it up physically. But I had her give me, like, what worked for her, like, where, when, everything. So I was the one primarily dealing with him.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure that everything that we were doing for that, it fell in line with what she wanted. Because I was like, hey, this is your day. I want to make sure you get what you want out of it, too. So yeah. She told me, hey, can we do it on this day? So I emailed him, hey, does this day work for you? And we're just going back and forth. And we had him come to my apartment at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to leave that apartment. My lease was going to be up anyway. So I was like, okay, this is the best time anyway. So,
oh, my God.
It's like, you know, worst case scenario, I have to deal with it for a little bit. And he didn't live real close. He was like 30 to 40 minutes away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew he wasn't just going to drive over there for nothing anyways. So if he shows up, he's more likely down to do it.
Right. So now, do you guys, I'm assuming you had seen pictures and stuff, and he's seen pictures of you guys ahead of time?
Yes, we swapped pictures. Once we got comfortable talking back and forth, then we say, okay, this, like, his pictures were posted already.
Okay, right.
Like, but they were the PG-13 pictures that he posted. And then once we started talking more and we both got comfortable with each other, then we started trading actual pictures back and forth so we knew what we were dealing with. And that's when we were narrowing it down. That's when my wife got the, you know, the cock pics and stuff like that. That's when she was like, okay, I do like this.
He had a big dick.
Yes, it wasn't like super long, but it was thick.
That's what girls like. Newsflash.
Yes.
We don't like long.
Yes.
We like thick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want something pushing on your cervix.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, does anyone look in school? Remember those things that they brought out that show you the inside of a woman? Like, there's an end, and it's not that long inside.
Yeah, getting jabbed in your cervix does not sound pleasurable.
Oh, dude, I can't. The word cervix and sex should never be in the same sentence. You know what I mean? Like, it just shouldn't be involved. It's not right.
Well, I know what you mean, but only vaguely. You know, yeah. Not from experience, obviously.
Right. So he had a thick, he was thick, and she was like, that's the fucking guy for me. Okay, so does he show up? He shows up, right?
Yes, he shows up. And, you know, my wife's very nervous, and I'm, you know, I'm semi-nervous, but, you know, I already made up my mind, hey, I'm down for this, I'm going to go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I had done something similar before, so I'm not, like, super, super, super nervous, but then again, this is someone I actually care about now, so
yeah,
it's a little bit new to me.
Yeah, because, like, there's got to be some part of you that wonders, like, will I be jealous, will I'm not, right? Like, I mean, you don't know.
Yes.
You've never done it before.
So at the time, though, I'm thinking like, hey, I'm down to do it because I'm going to get my threesome out of this with another girl. You know, so it's more.
You had your eye on the prize. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
You're really doing it.
It's more for selfish reasons.
Yeah. So you were. It's interesting, though, because I assume because you've done it so many times that you wound up really being into it and then you got more out of it than you would have even expected. But you were literally doing it because you just wanted her to. You wanted to just get the threesome that you wanted. And you were like doing it for her. This was like for her.
That first time.
But yeah. Really for you, right. But then it turned out that you enjoyed it.
Yes, that's what it was weird because, you know, she was very nervous and she went and wore one of my, you know, military physical fitness shirts, and she went to the back room and got changed, and all she came out with was one of my shirts. And I'm a big guy, so I'm a 6'3", 250-pound guy.
Uh-huh.
And so the shirt came down to, like, just above her knees, so it was like a nightgown.
Yeah.
But she had, you know, no panties on, no bra, nothing. But so she came out, and we were just talking back and forth for a while. We sat on the couch, and we're just talking and trying to get her comfortable. And, you know, she started getting a little more and more comfortable. And he was just kind of sitting off to the side on the other end of the couch. And so me and her started making out, and – like, I started feeling her up, and next thing I start rubbing her pussy, and she starts, like, getting into it. And he just gets up, and he gets down on the ground and kneels between her legs and just, like, grabs her thighs and opens them up and just starts eating her pussy. And, like, her freaking eyes rolled back instantly, and she just started, like, moaning and gasping, and I was like, holy shit. So when he's doing that, I start sucking on her tits and kissing on her neck and stuff. And, like, you know, her head's, like, arching back as she's just moaning. And, you know, it was the first time having two people just focusing solely on her.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes on for a while, and he's good orally because, like, that's one of her favorite things with him was orally. She loved
right,
it.
Right. He was, okay, go on.
Yeah, so he knew what he was doing there.
Right.
And so I'm sucking her tits, and then he stands up and stands in front of her, and she just leans forward and grabs his cock and just starts sucking on it. And, like, and you know, I see it because I'm right there, and I just see her reach forward, grab it, and just put it in her mouth and just starts going to town sucking on him. And that moment, I was just like, holy shit, this is turning me on seriously right now.
Right. And that you didn't expect to happen, right? It wasn't like you knew at that point
that
that.
I did not.
Right. Interesting, right? Isn't that interesting even to you?
Yeah, I was
right?
expecting the whole thing to be nervous, kind of, okay, let's get through it. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, up to that point, I was like, hey, it's not bad. She's enjoying it. We're good.
Right.
I'm still going to get my threesome out of this. We're
yeah.
good. You know?
Yeah, one step closer to your threesome.
Moment,
yeah.
Yeah, but that once that moment hit and I saw her starting to really get into it, I was like, okay, cool. So she started sucking on him, and then I just leaned back a little bit and started just, like, feeling her and, like, rubbing her pussy while she's sucking him. And then I just end up sitting back even further, and I just end up watching. I'm not even involved anymore at the time. I'm just, like, enjoying the show that she's putting on for me.
Right, like, because you wanted to, right? It was, like, because it was so,
yes.
It was even hotter to watch than to participate at this point.
And, you know, and I like porn, but porn has nothing on having your own personal porn star right in front of you.
Yeah, I was going to say
that,
yeah.
You know, and
right.
I was like, holy shit. So, you know, after she's sucking his dick for a while, then he sits down on the couch, and he reaches in his pants and he pulls out freaking a condom and, you know, puts the condom on, and she's sitting there, like, stroking it, like, getting ready. And she climbs on and just starts riding the fuck out of him. And I'm just sitting there, like, amazed. And I'm sitting there trying to get a better angle up of how, like, holy shit, this was amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, then it was a bunch of different positions after that. I mean, this is, like, you know, 12 years ago, so I can't remember every position. I know dog style and how she rode him, and I know missionary. Her favorite is missionary because she can take bigger dick that way. You know, you know, doggy style, she doesn't like because she bottoms out faster, doggy style.
Yeah, for sure. I always used to say that, you know, you have a small dick if you're banging me, and I'm like, oh, fuck me, doggy, let's do it doggy style, you know, because I was like,
so I can feel it more.
Yes, exactly. But with a guy has a big dick, that's the last thing you want to do, because that you are gonna, like you say, bottom out quicker, right? That's how girls are. All right, go on.
And it took her years to tell me, like, oh, I like doggy style, and she,
every guy
like
loves
doggy style,
right? Yeah, guys love that. It's like the view. Yeah.
And I'm not, like, huge or nothing, but she wouldn't even let me do it either. So I'm like, you know, like, on occasion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But when I am, I have to be slow and methodical, you know. So it's not like I can just, you know, try to jackhammer or anything, you know. Like,
yeah.
But so it's fun for a while, but then I have to, like, okay, let's switch it up. So
yeah,
you know.
So her favorite's missionary. So she's doing it with that guy, missionary.
Yeah, so she's going different everything with this guy. So I'm enjoying it. I'm like, okay. And after it's done, like, we go in the shower and, you know, I wash her off and she washes me. And, like, we're just talking about what had happened. And I'm getting fucking turned on. So, like, we go back in the room after the shower and we fuck for, like, ever, it seemed like. Like, I came, like, 3 times that night. Like, I was just like, every time I thought about it, I'm like, damn, I'm ready for another round. So I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
So, you know, time goes on and, like, we're talking about, you know, hey, we'll maybe possibly do it again. You know, she's always the possible type of thing.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next time, like, she's like, okay, I want to pick the guy by myself and, you know, we'll, and she wanted to kind of schedule it on her own and just tell me the day. So it was kind of more of a surprise for me, kind of.
Okay.
So she found this guy, and it was a Hispanic guy, and she told me, hey, can you be at this hotel at this time? And she pulled up, like, right before I did, and the guy ended up showing up, like, probably 10 minutes after I did. And so we go in, and they're talking, because they had conversed via email to set it up, and like I said, I didn't know who he was. I didn't know nothing of the person. So she's talking to the guy, and I'm just sitting there relaxing, introducing, hey, how you doing? And he was more of the shy type, though. He's a younger guy,
mm-hmm. But
he had a really, like, a really big dick.
Oh.
But when we got there, he was just so, like, unsure of himself, and it kind of, like, I don't know, I mean, she still enjoyed it, but at the same time, it's like, she almost had to direct everything.
Right.
So it was like, okay, it kind of put her off, but, you know, it was kind of fun still at the same time. And she was like, well, you know, how do you want to start? And he was like, I don't know. How do you want to start? And I'm just like, oh, God, will you guys freaking just grow up?
Right, like, yeah.
Hey, I say, why don't you guys just start making out and start feeling each other up and just see what happens. Just go.
Yeah, right, you're the director now.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just started it. Like, I said action, basically. And then after that, you know, I let them ad-lib, if you will. Yeah.
And then what happened?
So, you know, well, the normal, there's, you know, she went down on him. He went down on her a little bit. He wasn't as much into oral as the previous guy, the Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, she, you know, my wife, she enjoys oral. She enjoys especially getting oral, but she actually enjoys giving oral as well.
Yep.
And so she rode this guy's dick like no other that day. And I was, that was my favorite part of it. Like I got a little video snippet of it. Like, it was amazing.
Oh, you did? You videotaped it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, just with my phone. So it was like a small clip because I didn't have a camera.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it's not great, great quality, but it was enough where you can hear, and you can hear that slapping of her ass slapping on his thighs. And
mm-hmm.
You can see, like, you know, taking every inch of it in her, but.
Was she happy when you showed her that? She knows, right, that you videoed
her? She doesn't, she knows. She doesn't like to see the videos, though. She's just, like, kind of, well, you'll see later, but she basically was kind of doing it for me because she knows I like it. The first time she did it, kind of just out of almost a spur reaction to kind of like call me out on the whole threesome with a girl thing, which, by the way, I never got because I just like, fuck it. Hey, I'd rather you do this again instead.
Right. You know, you like, it. Hey, you like this. Instead. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was always kind of like, oh, I don't know with a female. I was like, okay, well, if you don't know, how about we do this with a guy again instead? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's we end up doing it a couple more times with, you know, a guy again.
And but the second time you take a video of her, she's like fucking that guy. She's really into fucking him, right? He's got an even bigger dick than the first guy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was into it, but at the same time, she said she enjoyed the Italian guy more because the Italian guy was more confident and was better orally.
Right.
Said all the other guy had was a bigger dick. And that's it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, it's a kind of a, you know, hit and miss, I guess, if you will.
Of course. How are you going to know those other things? I mean, you know, all you could get from
like,
a picture.
If I could take his confidence and put it on his dick, she's like, it would have been freaking amazing.
Right. But did you say that she was only doing this for you? Like, didn't she think she was doing it for her, too? It seems like she was doing it for her, too.
That's what I thought.
Come on.
This is what I thought originally. But then she, but she's kind of like, it's like she'd do it, but she never wanted to watch the video. She was okay with me like filming it, but she didn't, she was just like, look, I don't want to, like, I better not see it on freaking Pornhub or any of these freaking websites.
Of course,
or anything,
of course.
So, and I'm like, yeah, obviously. And she's like, and I really don't have any interest in seeing it because, you know, she's very insecure about her body, even though she's fine.
Right.
But she's insecure about her body. You know, she had kids and stuff after that. But
isn't it so interesting how women, isn't it so interesting how women see things so much differently than guys?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as far as like what's sexy.
Fat as hell and be like, with a freaking 2-inch cock and sitting there whipping it out and be like, yeah, baby, you ready for this?
No. I mean, no. What I mean, yeah, that too. Okay. That's a whole other fucking story. But no, what I mean is like, it's so interesting how women think that men think about women's bodies, right? Like you're, like you said, your wife, and this is very common. I think a lot of women feel so self-conscious or they don't feel sexy about their body and they think that a guy wouldn't find them sexy because they have a little belly or a little bit of this or a little bit of cellulite, you know, and they don't understand. Like, guys don't think like that.
Especially once they get you naked. If they get you naked and they're naked, they already got past that. If they had an issue with that before, they're past that issue.
Right.
You know, they would have never got to that point if they had an issue with it.
Right.
So it's like, look, you're past the point of them caring.
Yeah, they know, right.
If they would have cared, it would have been a long time ago. So now you're in the clear right now. So you should be able to let go and just enjoy.
Right, but I think girls don't understand that guys aren't as critical. Women are way more critical about their bodies than men are.
I agree, but I think it's both. I think men are overly critical of their own body somewhat, too.
No. Let's move on. Let's get back to your hot story, okay?
Okay.
So go on.
That experience was kind of so-so with her. You know, like I said, she liked the dick, but the experience itself was whatever because she felt like, you know, she was almost having to teach this guy and, you know, explain everything that she wanted him to do. You know, she prefers the confidence aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that time was whatever for her. She was kind of like, okay, it was fun, but you know, I think if we do it again, I'm probably going to go back with the Italian guy.
Okay.
Because she was comfortable with him, and we were just talking, and next thing you know, I was like, well, you know, let's talk about bucket list type of stuff. And she said she'd, you know, always thought about being with, you know, multiple guys, like actually having sex. And, you know, the first time I didn't have sex with her.
Right. What about the second time you just watched, too? What about the second time?
Yeah. I was just, because that was just her and him at the time. I was just sitting by watching.
Okay.
And so the third time, you know, so I was like, well, what, you want me to have him bring a friend? She's like, sure. I was like, cool, I'll watch this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Italian guy. Like, I didn't even know who this other guy was. I had the Italian guy bring one of his friends that he knew.
Right.
So he told him to be there. We ended up doing that one at a hotel as well. And the Italian guy was there pretty early. My wife wanted to be blindfolded because she's like, when it comes to guys, she's kind of like, you know, like I said, she don't care really as much of how they look, more how confident they are and how good they are with their package, you know, and how mm-hmm. they can work it kind of thing. So she's like, look, I want to be blindfolded and I just want to basically take off one of my senses so I can experience all the other senses, you know, like a little bit more. I'm like, fucking awesome. I'm cool with that. So she comes out of the bathroom wearing nothing but a freaking blindfold. And at the time, it's just the Italian guy there. So it starts with her and him. And they're sitting there and he's, you know, sucking on her tits and kissing her neck. And then she's just stroking his dick. And then she drops her knees and she starts sucking his dick. And then he lays down on the bed and kind of pulls her over to him and then guides her to sit on his face and they start 69. So she's sitting on his face and she's, you know, sucking his dick. And then, you know, a couple minutes in, we get a knock at the door. So I go answer the door and it's the other guy. So he comes in and he sees, like, holy shit, they already started. So he's fucking flying. His clothes are flying off. And then he goes and kneels by her, which is the foot of the other guy. And so she can't see him there. Obviously, she's blindfolded. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, she's sitting there still sucking on the Italian guy. And then, you know, I say, hey, you know, he wants some action, too. And so the guy just kind of, like, grabs her hand and, like, pulls it up just a little bit so he can, like, rub her hand against his dick. So she grabs the dick and then starts stroking the dick, and then she'll take turns sucking one and stroking the other and going back and forth. And then it just started going back and forth. So she got off of the Italian guy and turned around and started riding him. And his friend stood up above them so she can suck on his dick while she's riding. But, like I said, the Italian guy had a pretty freaking thick cock. So she, like, after a while, she couldn't focus as much on on his friend. So for a while there, she was just, like, sitting there just getting slammed from below, and she was just enjoying it. And so that guy got down, and she was just riding his dick for a while. And then she gets off, because the Italian guy wants his friend to have some fun, too. So the Italian guy, like, kind of rolls her over, and she lays down. His friend comes and starts fucking her missionary while the Italian guy goes around to her face this time and, like, just, like, pulls his cock down into her mouth. So she's, you know, he's basically feeding his cock to her while his friend starts fucking her missionary. And they're going back and forth for a while, and, like, then they'd switch for a little bit, and he'd go around and, like, sit there, and the Italian guy would be jerking off while his friend was fucking my wife doggy style. So his friend wasn't that big. But he's jerking off for a while, and then she'd start sucking his dick, and then, like, he'd turn her around and flip her over, and, you know, he'd start eating her pussy, and then while she's sucking his friend. So it's just going back and forth so much, like, back and forth. And, like, I don't know if she just kind of, like, got tired of the other guy, but, like, the Italian guy she just absolutely loved. So, like, she was getting just, I don't know, so her legs were, like, shaking so much when she was done, but he was fucking her. And then when they were done, she got off and she was just, like, could barely walk. Like, her legs were just trembling so much. And then the friend got up and left right away because, like, we didn't have anything to do with that guy before, you know, so it's like, we don't know you, we don't talk. And the Italian guy, you know, he said, hey, thank you guys, I appreciate you guys thinking of me again, blah, blah. And, you know, he gathers his things. He runs and takes a quick shower, and he gets changed, and he leaves. And then me and my wife take a shower, and then, you know, we have the hotel that has the two beds, so we go and have sex on the other bed. But it's hard because she is freaking sore and tired already.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't like, she was just like, look, I know, you know, like me, I love foreplay. Like, I'm the type where, like, give me an hour of foreplay beforehand. Like, I'll go down on you and play with toys and do all this stuff. Give you yours for, like, you know, as many times as I can. And my wife's just like, okay, just, hey, I just want you to fuck me now. Like,
right.
Because I am tired right now. Like, she's worn out. You know, she'd been fucking them for over an hour and a half. You know, like, she's just like, okay, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Like, can you, like, let's fuck, and, like, I want you to get yours. But, and then that was the last time for a while until I deployed. And so that had been, like, I don't know, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. I think some change years passed. And then while I'm deployed.
But how come, though? Like, what goes down in those 2 years? Like, did you have kids or something that, like, it never comes up again?
We have two kids. We have two kids.
Okay.
During that. Well, we had, let me see. That time we had one kid at that time,
and then you got another one.
Let me see, we ended up having another one shortly after that, so yeah, we had one kid during that time, though.
Okay,
and so we kind of, like, chilled out, you know, like, I still wanted it, but it was hard because, you know, we weren't near family, and for one, daycare, you know, it's like, well, we don't have anybody.
Yeah, no, I got
it,
it's
kind of like.
Yeah, you get involved.
So we're like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I still had memories. I had videos. Like, she let me videotape the blindfold one, too.
Oh, my God. You got that whole thing on video?
That one, I got the whole thing on video.
Right. And they knew you were videotaping the guys? They were okay with it?
Yeah. That's one thing, like, I always hit them up in advance. Like, hey, is this okay? Here's what we want. Like, I want to watch. You know, is it okay if I film?
Yeah.
So the first one's the only one I didn't tape at all.
Right.
You know? And the second one, I was like, hey, do you mind if I get a little short clip? But it's not going to show your face, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but the Italian guy, he didn't care. He's like, I don't care. Just don't show it to nobody. Like,
right,
it's
yeah.
It's just for you and you and your wife. I don't care.
Yeah, that's like, cool. Okay, and the friend was okay with it, too.
Yeah. I mean, I was filming when he came in, so,
mm-hmm.
so he was fine with it. He didn't care. He was getting some ass, so he was fine with it.
Yeah, oh, my God. I mean, there's a lot going on there, you know, for everyone to enjoy. You know, for you, it's the seeing your wife with someone else. And at this point, you now you're seeing her with two guys. Right. And for them, like, the it's like, oh, I'm fucking this girl and I'm fucking her with another guy. So it's a threesome and her husband's watching. So there's a lot of things,
yeah,
you know, happening for everyone.
Yeah, I think that was the least of his worries. But, you know, his friend, the Italian guy was his friend, so he had told him already what was going on.
Yeah, like, for sure.
So mm-hmm. That's the one thing we always try to make sure, you know, I don't want no surprises. You're walking like, oh, what the heck did I walk into? You know?
Yeah, of course.
So we always, like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. You know, like, here's what we're looking for, and if you don't want that, that's fine. You know, to each his own, and nobody wants the same thing. Not everybody, you know, so. So a few years go by and I'm deployed and, you know, we're talking about it still. And, you know, she's just like, oh, no, I don't know. Cause, you know, we have kids, it's too hard, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And so I'm watching videos. It kind of gets me through those times, you know, when I'm really feeling horny about it. And we still talk about it, like while we're having sex throughout that time occasionally, and we'll role play. Oh, excuse me. But while I'm deployed, you know, she was asked me like, hey, your birthday's coming. I want to send you a gift package. You know, what would you want? Blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, well, you know what I want, you know, like another video. And she was just like, damn, you don't stop, huh? Like, I was just like, nah, it's like, I'm telling you, this is like, I said, if you just gave me videos for gifts for Christmas, birthday, any of that stuff, I was like, I'd be happy. You don't have to buy me shit from now on.
Right.
And so she doesn't say nothing at the time. She's just like, oh, you and, you know, men, you and your fantasies. And then, you know, a few weeks later, she's just like, okay, hey, I'm going to make you a video for your birthday. You know, like, would you want me to, you know, call you or you call me or something too? I was like, hell yeah. Cause that way, you know, I want to know what's going on as well, you know, and, mm-hmm. I want to make sure you're being safe. That's the main reason I want to be there too. You know, usually like, so she set it up with that Italian guy and she tells me, okay, I'm going to be there at this time. So she gives me the time of when she's going to check in the hotel. So she sends me an email saying, hey, I'm checked in now, blah, blah, blah. So I call her and I'm checking on her before he gets there. Cause she's going to take a shower and do all that stuff prior. And so I'm like, hey, are you okay? How you feeling? You know, she goes, I'm okay. Just a little nervous. Cause you're not here. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, I appreciate you doing this for me. I was like, you just gave me like the best birthday present ever. And we're talking and then she goes, okay, I need to take a shower. Can you call me back in like 10 minutes? So she goes and takes a shower and she gets out and she's trying to do her hair and everything. And she's like, okay. And then all of a sudden she's like, hey, I got a knock at the door. So she goes and you can hear like a little chit chat or whatever. And so she tells me, she goes, okay, hey, I'm going to set the phone down now. Okay. I was like, okay, just make sure you hit record before you start anything. She's like, okay.
Right.
And then, you know, you hear talking and after a while you start hearing like, I don't know, you hear like commotion and I don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just listening on the phone. And you hear movement and stuff. And then after a while, you hear some, like, sucking noises. And I'm like, damn, is he sucking on her tits? Is she sucking on his dick? Like, oh, fuck. And, you know, then I hear, like, moaning. And you hear little, like, talking. You don't know what the – I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
is that frustrating or is that a turn-on?
I think it's both, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, because it's like, I know what they're there for and I know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they're doing at that moment. And I don't know exactly, like, every aspect of what they're going to do. You know, I don't know what positions or none of that stuff they're going to do. So I'm, like, visualizing everything. I have, like, a thousand thoughts going through my head at the same time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then I'll hear her moaning. So I'm like, okay, I don't hear anything but her moaning right now. So I'm assuming he's eating her out. And, you know, so I'm just, like, visualizing everything. And then after a while, like, my phone cut out. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I lost reception. So I call back. I was like, oh my God. She answers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, I was like, sorry, I got cut off. Continue. You know, so she puts it down. And then, like, the guy was, I guess, eating her out, which I only know because when I got the video. But he was eating her out from behind at that time. So I had missed parts of the stuff going on. But So he put on a condom and he just like started fucking her, and he started fucking her doggy style. But she could only take it so long because she was just like you know, after a while, just hurt too much.
Yeah.
So like, but all I hear at the time is I hear her gasp, and then like you hear like a little bit of the ass slapping a little bit, and then you hear it go harder and faster, and the moaning and the gasping started like loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, oh shit, she's getting worked right now. I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm sitting there in my room in Afghanistan like, oh my fucking God, and I have a roommate.
Oh my God.
I was like, and I'm listening with just a headphone, you know, I'm like, I can't do shit here either, you know?
Yeah, because your roommate's right there.
Yeah, like, I can't even freaking masturbate or nothing with this going on. I'm like, where am I going to go? A bathroom that's not sanitary?
Right.
So I'm sitting there like, oh my God, just sitting on my bunk, and I'm like, oh fuck, man, this is fucking rough. So, you know, she goes through the whole thing, and it's like, I don't know, an hour and some change, just a little over an hour. And most of it was him going down on her. And when it's done, she gets on the phone and she's like, okay, he left now, blah, blah. So we just started talking. And we're talking for a while, and she's like, well, I'm going to take a shower. Can I call you right now? I'm going to take a shower and get dressed, and then I'm going to start driving home. I'm like, cool. Oh, I forgot to mention, this is because when I deployed, she came back to stay with her family. That's why we had daycare at the time.
Oh, right. Okay. She's not at home. Right.
Yeah. So she's staying with her parents. So mm-hmm. They did it at a hotel. So
yeah.
She's driving back to freaking,
her parents' house. Yeah.
And so she calls me when she gets out of the shower. She, you know, she's packing her stuff. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna get my bags together now. Blah, blah. She gets in the car. She's driving home. We're talking about it. And I'm like, how was it? She goes, it was freaking amazing. She goes, it was better than the first time or the second time. She goes, it was just, I don't know. It was just fun. She goes, it'd be better. Like, she goes, part of her didn't like it just because of the fact that, you know, it's not like I was there with the camera. You know, it's like they felt like they had to be, like, stay in focus with the camera.
Yeah.
You know, because the camera's set down, you know, so they're like, damn, we got to make sure we try to get good angles for them too. So I was like, damn. So I felt kind of bad. Like, damn, that's why I'm trying to, I was like, look, I want to get a good video where I can be a cameraman. I was like, or if you want, I'll join in this time. Like, you know, I just want it to be about you. So I absolutely loved it. And then when she sent me the video, you know, it came on a little CD or DVD, the small ones. And while it's in the mail, you know, it takes a while to get there overseas. So
I can imagine.
I'm like, holy shit, this is like excruciating. Like, you know, I know what went down. I heard it go down, but I can't visually see what actually took place.
And the fact that you're going to be able to see it, I mean, I'm sure you're just like, can't fucking wait for that mail to get to your house.
And yeah, and then I was at a weapons range at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn, it's supposed to be here around now. So when I got back, it was waiting in my mail. I was like, damn. So I'm like rushing to my room. And I'm like, damn, I'm sitting in the corner of my bunk on my laptop with my headphones in. I'm like, fucking nobody freaking bothered me. I felt like that guy from Lord of the Rings, like, my precious, you know, like, leave me alone.
Right.
So like, literally, I just sat there for like an hour and some change, just sitting there watching that video, like nobody bothered me at all.
And was it like everything and then some? Because you could really see stuff, like you said, that you didn't even know was going down.
Yeah, it was awesome because, like, I got to see her let loose a little bit more, too. You know, she felt a little more relaxed, it seemed like. So it's like the more relaxed she is, the better I like it because she tends to enjoy it a lot more. So, like, that's why I'm like, I just want you to be totally relaxed and just totally enjoy it, like, you know, the more she's done it, the more she's gotten relaxed, so the more she's enjoyed it. So I'm just like, come on, let's do this. Like, but then we had another kid when I came back from deployment. You know, I got her pregnant shortly after coming back. So I put everything on hold for a while. And, you know, then her body shifted a little bit more. So it got to the point where she was, you know, unsure again of her body. So we've had to work through all this stuff. And, like, I've been trying to get her. And she lost all the weight, like. She's thinner now than she's been since we've been together.
Oh, like, that's great. How long has it been since you got back and that situation happened? How long?
It's been about 7 years now.
Oh, wow. And nothing has happened since then?
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I've been trying to get it, but she's just like, I don't know now. She's like very hesitant. to do it again. And then, but I found out later she has some childhood trauma, and I wish she had told me before, because I would have told her to hold off on this stuff for a while. You know, like,
right.
You know, I'd want her to work through any of that first.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, maybe this helped her. Maybe somehow doing this worked, you know, did help to bring that up or bring her closer to it or make her remember it. I mean, sometimes that kind of stuff does.
I made her bring it up to me at least at a minimum. So at least I know where she's coming from.
Right.
So now she's trying to get to that point where she wants, she's like, look, I'm willing to do it again, but I want to, like, I want to try to work through these demons first. I want to see a therapist and stuff. And, but right now she's going to college right now still. She's working on her master's and she's trying to get, you know, trying to get a job with it. And so she's going through all the stuff right now. So she's like, look, I'm almost done with everything. So when I'm done with this, I want to try to, you know, make an appointment with a therapist and then I can start working through these demons and then we'll talk.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, you know, we've been together 10 years. It's been over 7 years. You know, it's like, I can be patient. You know, we still have the talk and the stuff why we're having sex.
Right. And you still have the videos.
Yes, I still have the 2 full videos and the 1 snippet. And
right.
Like I said, that's enough to get me through for now. And we have plenty of toys. And sometimes we'll role play where I'm using a toy on her and she'll pretend it's somebody else. And, you know, so it gets us by for now. It's not the same, though, not even close to the same. But it's still fun. And the fact that she's willing still, you know, it gives me hope that, okay, she's not totally against it. So it's not like I ruined it for her, but she knows she has her own demons. And then recently she's also been like, you know, she's unsure if she's possibly bisexual.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember that from the email.
So she's like, I don't know, we're just talking and, you know, the more it's become socially acceptable,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, so she's been coming out more. She's like, you know, I've never really thought about it. She goes, but I've always appreciated a female body. You know, she goes, I always catch myself looking at women and saying, damn, she's freaking beautiful. She has a sexy body, you know, stuff like that. I was like, well, that just means you might be curious, but I don't know if you're necessarily, you know, like, she goes, yeah, I don't know if I do anything. She goes, I don't know where it's at now, but, you know, I'm just considering what the possibilities could be.
Oh, she's totally going to do it. Come on. Are you crazy?
I'm all for it. Like I said, I told her, like, I don't even have to join, because she even asked me, she goes, do you feel bad that you've never got your threesome? I was like, look, I honestly don't care. Like, if it happens, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to freaking turn it down if she offers it.
Yeah.
I'm not a freaking idiot, but, you know, it's like, that's not even in my, you know, in my near future that I'm looking forward to right now. Like, if it happens, it happens. Right now, I want us to have whatever's going to make you the most satisfied. Like, if it's a threesome with me and another girl, so be it.
But let me ask you, if you had to take your pick, and I think I know the answer to this, which I think is interesting, but maybe I'm wrong. If you had your pick, she's going to have a threesome tomorrow, and it's your choice. She's equally interested in doing either one, so you're the one that is, you know, makes a decision. Do you have the threesome with her with a woman, or do you have a threesome with her with another guy again?
Well, it depends. Is she going to be involved, like actively involved with the women too?
Yeah. Isn't that what she's going to do with? Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a threesome with her with the woman.
I've never done that.
So, honestly,
I've never done that. So I'd probably lean that way.
Right.
Like, I told her I would love for her to get with a couple.
Right.
You know, that way I get the best of both worlds. Like, I get to see you with a woman, because that's the one thing I've never been in a threesome with a woman, and I've never seen two girls minus, you know, porn go, you know, together. So I'm like, hey, if I can see that in person, like, I don't even have to be involved. If she wants to go with a girl, I just want to be there, especially for her first.
Well, listen, the couple would be first. Yeah. And listen, it's going to be easier to find a couple than the unicorn, you know, that single girl that's going to join in with a husband and wife. Sometimes it's harder to find than the couple, right? Who want?
Yeah,
I've seen plenty
of females that want to join a female.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But then they also have to be willing to allow, you know, me to watch.
Right.
You know,
that's like, what I'm saying. It's harder to set that up. It's easier maybe because you said you would let her go do it a solo first. So maybe, you know, she could go and meet that girl and then get that girl to feel comfortable enough to come in. But, you know, if you're just going out as a couple looking for the girl, it could be, that's a harder fine than the couple, which I forgot that would be perfect for you because, like you say, you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting something new and you're getting something tried and true that you know you already like, which is her with the guy.
Yes. And I'm like 99.99% sure I would enjoy watching her with a woman.
Right.
I cannot
for sure.
foresee myself not liking it, but, you know.
Yeah, and it sounds like she's down or wants to try. Maybe she's just not comfortable yet and, you know, to pull that trigger because she's never done anything like that before.
Well, her thing is she wants it to happen more naturally. Like, she doesn't want to go looking for the girl. She wants it to kind of develop because she says with a girl, she wants it to be more natural where she actually enjoys their, like they have something in common. So she kind of wants it to be, I think, like a friendship or, you know, like where they kind of know each other.
Right, that's what would make her feel more comfortable. Uh-huh.
Yes, and she's like, whereas when it's the guy, she don't care because she just, it's just a tool. It's just a dildo with fucking arms and legs.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, that you could really, I mean, because I've had couples on who swing and, like, you know, a lot of times there's some couples that are like, we just want to, you know, hit it and quit it and, like, get out of there. But a lot of couples I talk to, you know, they really want to make a connection with the other couple first, you know, and I think it's the wife feels more comfortable with that, which I totally understand, right? So, you know, she could, if you guys ever really think, talk seriously about it, you know, if you do go the couple route is better too, because you guys could meet up and see if you really like them. And once you find the couple you really click with and she feels comfortable, then she could, you know, go about, you know, having sex with them.
Yeah. And there's no pressure. Like I even suggested, I say, hey, you know, when we do decide, we can join, like have a couple and just plan on just a soft swap or something, or just same room sex.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just with her. The other person with her couple, we're just in the same room and get comfortable with one another and just have that as the precursor. Like, this is all I plan on doing. And if it happens, it happens. But don't expect anything. And if it, you know.
Yeah, that's smart. Know. Yeah, that's actually really smart to put. And what did she say when you put that on the table?
That's what she said. That's how she said if we're going to do a couple, that's how she'd.
Oh, that's what she said. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I brought it up, but that's what she said she would prefer to do. Like, she's like,
yeah, I think that's smart. Yeah, I think that's a smart way to do it. Exactly.
Worst case scenario, it was just me and her having sex, and there's people there that can watch us. Oh, well, you know, no biggie.
Right, exactly. And now, have you ever talked about her and being into seeing you with a woman, or does she have that fantasy? Would you want to be?
She does not have a fantasy really of me. You know, she's okay with me. Like, we had talked about it before. She said she'd be okay with it if she's doing it too, but she's like, it's not like a fantasy of hers to see me and watch me, you know.
But let me tell you, she might actually look, it wasn't a fantasy of yours, right? But then you saw it and you were like, holy shit. Now, if she's a girl that really admires the female body, right? And she, like, that actually might be exactly that. She might like that more than her being with a woman. Like, maybe that's what she winds up realizing she's into, just watching you with the girl. You don't know. You know, you won't know until you do it.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, is getting her to be willing to try that. Like, me, when we talked about it with the guy, I was just like, fuck it, I'll try it. So,
right.
You know, I don't want to push her boundaries further than she's willing to let it go.
No, well, that's why
a soft swap would be perfect, because, you know, like, okay, so she's already expecting us to have maybe oral with one another and that's it.
Of course.
And, you know, then if she enjoys it, maybe the next time she'll say, hey, maybe you can do this, you know, or she gets turned on and starts, you know, having sex with the guy and, you know, I take some cues and she said, you know, gives me a little nod, I'm going and having fun too, you know.
No, but this is what's so great. And I always say this, and I sometimes when I'm talking to my friends off air, just my regular friends, and telling them like what kind of people I have on my show and everything. And, you know, and I think that, and I always say, like, I think a lot of people think like, oh, these swingers, you know, I think people assume or think that like, oh, the guy is like, I don't know what the right word is, pervert, or he just, you know, he just likes to see his girl with tons of guys and he's like really
weak.
I see that a lot though.
People say, oh, he's weak. Like, oh, his wife.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's ridiculous.
He's afraid to, you know, I'm like, you don't understand.
No, but my point I was trying to make is that it typically works best, okay, when there's a guy like you involved, as opposed to a guy that, like, I had once on a call and he was like, oh, my girl wants to have a threesome. And she told me the only thing I can't do is, like, fuck the girl in the ass. And he's like, and I can't wait to fuck the girl in the ass. You know that guy, the guy that loves fucking women and loves pussy. And, like, he gets a girl that's, like, open to doing this shit. And the minute he starts to do it, he's out of control. Do you know what I mean? He's breaking the rules because he can't fucking control himself because he's a player and he just loves sex, and it's too much that he doesn't follow the rules. He doesn't think of her feelings. He doesn't, you know, have proper boundaries. But, you know, what I find is that it works best and it's most successful with a guy like you, who, like, you're saying all the same things that I've heard from other cool guys that have this situation. You're like, listen, I don't want to push her. Like, I'm willing to wait as long. It's what makes her comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and that's why it's working. Like, you're cool. You're not like the guy that's like dick as hard and is like, oh, she wants a girl. I have to make that fucking happen. I can't wait to fuck someone. She fucked a guy. I got to do it now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you're not that guy. Whereas I think that a lot of people think that this kind of stuff goes down with those kind of guys, not like a guy like you, who's like, you know, you're really respecting your girl. And it's not about, you know, it's just, I think it's just laid out very differently than the way people really think it is. That's why I love doing my show and putting it out there so people could actually hear how it's going down and with, you know, with what kind of people involved, you know?
Yeah, and as much as it's for her, don't get me wrong, like, it is for me too.
Of course.
Part of the reason I enjoy...
But you respect her, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's not about you. You're like, yeah, it's just about... It's, of course it's about you too, right?
Well, but the way I look at it, yeah, though, is because if she's forced into it, she's not going to enjoy it.
Right.
And the reason I enjoy watching her is because, mm-hmm, I enjoy watching her
enjoying
it. Uh-huh. So what's the point? You know, if I'm forcing her, she's not enjoying it. It's like,
then you're
like
not going to be enjoying it.
I don't want, I'm not trying to pimp her out, you know, mm-hmm, like, it's supposed to be for both of our pleasure.
Right.
Her physically and me, I don't know what you say. I guess you say physically, mentally,
uh-huh,
emotionally, I don't know.
No, but I mean, I just think that you are, it is cool the way that you are. And a lot of guys couldn't handle the situation and wouldn't be cool, but that's why it's worked. I mean, you've been with your girl for 10 years. I think what you've already had experience is amazing. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be jealous when they hear your stories. I think once
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get to the point where you got that other couple friend that you're meeting up with, I just know, you know, if it happens anytime soon, you're going to be calling into my show with stories of all kinds of things. I know your girl's going to be down. She just has to get to the point where she's comfortable enough that she feels comfortable, because it's a big step for her to go be with a woman or have the couple, because you've not, guys have never done that before, you know, but you're very close, you know. I can't wait to hear, like I said, I'll definitely do a call when you guys take that next step and see what happens, but definitely keep me posted.
Oh, I will. And I'll tell you what, though. I found your channel,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I have been just scrolling through. Like, I just go to your list of videos and start. While I'm at work, I just have ear pod in. And I'm
yeah,
there just listening and put my phone in my pocket, walking around doing what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening. I'm like, wow, this is some good stuff right here.
Yeah, and that's what people, and think about it. Now, you know how many people are going to be doing that with your story? I can't tell you. I get emails from people all the time like, hey, I'm a trucker and I listen to your show all the time. Or, yeah, I work on cars outside and I'm listening at work, you know. So now the same thing is going to be going down, but everyone's going to be listening to your story. I think that's like, it's great, right?
Yeah, I just want it to be normalized too. You know, it's like,
yeah,
because especially in today's society, you know, society's opening up a lot more and they're like, you know, people are experiencing a lot more stuff and being more open to experience. So it's like, okay, you know, it's not anything to be ashamed of. It's, you know, we all like what we like.
And exactly,
what's good for me doesn't have to be good for you, you know.
No, that's what I that's why I do my show, because I really like helping people. And I not only do I feel like I help the people who call in and really put their stuff out there, but I think that I am helping in another way, which is like normalizing things. First of all, a, making that person at home that's doing stuff like this or thinking about it that feels abnormal to feel like they're not so abnormal, but it's also to normalize this for other people that maybe you don't want to do it, but the regular people do this kind of stuff. It's not fucking creeps or perverts or these words that people attach, or they have these ideas in their head about the kind of people that do this, right? It's just like regular people. It could be your brother. It could be your partner. It could be the guy sitting next to you. It could be your neighbor. You know what I mean? It could be your aunt or uncle. It's like, this is shit that people do, and who the fuck cares? I don't care. I'm like very non-judgmental when it comes to what people want to do sexually, even if I'm not into it. I don't care. Like, I don't know why other people do, but I think they shouldn't, you know? So I think it's great that people call in and tell their stories. I'm very grateful for people like you calling in and telling their story. And not only, like, you're helping other people too.
And I'm grateful for you having a platform to actually, so people can hear this type of stuff.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun for me. I love nothing more than to get on the phone with a total stranger and just like find out all this.
Talk about sex.
No, honestly, I swear to you, if we talked about like your how you got your dog. I just like people. I like interesting. Thing just happened by accident, and that's a whole other story. But like, I just find people interesting and stories interesting and real life interesting. And, you know, I just do the sex thing because that sells, right? And people love to hear about it, and I don't feel uncomfortable with it. But it's just, it's fun for me.
There's not that many people that talk about it.
Exactly.
So it's a good niche.
Yeah, totally, totally. But anyway, what do we call you, Jared?
Jared, yes.
Yeah, okay, Jared. Thank you so much for calling in. It was a great story. And keep me posted when you get to the next level.
I will. Thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, cool. Bye. Bye, Jared.
Bye. Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.